KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Now checking some of the Saturday high school basketball play around the area. In girls' hoops, it was Atlantic defeating Griswold 55-15 Saturday. Essex over Cedar Bluffs, Nebraska, 49-22. Indianola topping Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, 67-50. Moulton Udell beating Orient Maxburg, 49-34. Panorama topping IKM Manning, 64-58. In boys' Saturday basketball, it was Ankeny Christian Academy over St. Albert, 63-51. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln edging Indianola, 55-53. Essex over Cedar Bluff, Nebraska, 31-25. Panorama, 61-53 winners over IKM Manning in Saturday basketball play. Well, Drake is now 4-0. The Bulldogs broke the game open late in the first half in a 97-53 win over St. Ambrose. Here's Drake coach Darren DeVries.
You know, good game for us, I thought, today. We got an opportunity to go against some different defenses that we haven't seen this year, so that was certainly beneficial for us as we're just early in this season. Got to, put in our press break, got to see our zone offense. And then got to play a lot of guys today and got some valuable minutes there.
The Bulldogs made 6 3-pointers in the opening half as they raced out to an 18-point advantage at the break.
Overall, I thought it was a nice, solid performance. We got to work on a lot of things, and a lot of guys got some action, and happy to get the win.
13 different Bulldogs scored as the reserves played significant second half minutes.
You could see just the enthusiasm from all of our guys when they go in. They see how hard they work every day in practice and their development and how it's coming along, and especially in an empty gym like we have right now, that genuine excitement that they had for each other, when they were coming in and making plays and doing some things, is really good to see. I think it says a lot about the culture that we have in our locker room.
The Drake Bulldogs winners yesterday in action. Their next action coming up for the Bulldogs. They will be playing again here this later on next week. They'll be playing on Sunday at home against Air Force. Justin Moore and Jeremiah Robinson Earl each scored 19 points, and number 12 Villanova held on late to beat number 17 Texas 68-64. Colin Gillespie made 4 free throws over the final 15 seconds to secure that win for the Wildcats. Also in college hoops, Joey Hauser had a career-high 24 points and grabbed 10 rebounds, leading number 8 Michigan State to a 79-61 win over Western Michigan. Miles McBride scored 17 points. Derek Culver had 14, and number 11 West Virginia finished fast to beat Georgetown 80-71 in the first meeting between those former Big East rivals since 2014. Kyler Edwards had 13 points and 11 rebounds for number 17 Texas Tech as the Red Raiders overcame a sluggish start and pulled away in an 81-40 win over Grambling State. In women's college hoops, Iowa State was no match for South Carolina. The top-ranked Gamecocks made 13 three-pointers and out-rebounded the Cyclones 50-24 in an 83-65 win in Ames. The Cyclones made only 5 of 27 from three-point range.
Obviously, South Carolina is a phenomenal team. That's no one's surprised by that, but basketball is a make-shot, miss-shot game. And when they shoot it like that, and we shoot it like we're shooting it, we got no chance.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly. Ashley Jones led the Cyclones with 32 points as they fall to 2-2.
Hopefully we learn from it. Ashley Jones was, again, Ashley Jones, just an amazing effort by her to keep us in the game, but just really no match for them when they're playing the way as well as they played today.
Iowa State shot only 37% in that contest.
Our shooting is a concern. I think we have kids that can make shots, but we're just not doing that right now. And with the lack of inside presence, that shot's got to go in for us.
Again, the Cyclones fall to 2-2 with that loss yesterday. I'll have more sports after this.
Whether at home or at work, keeping a safe social distance is a must these days. What happens if you have to get somewhere and your battery totally fizzes out, or your brakes finally just quit? Detter Motor Company wants you to stay put and let them come to you. Need your oil changed? Want to do a test drive? Let Detter come to you. Use their shop, click, drive features to buy a vehicle online. Then let Debtors deliver it directly to you. Call 712-243-4514. More than ever, Debtor is simply better. www.debtormotorcompany.com.
In college football, number 16 Southern California cruised to a 38-13 victory over Washington State last night. Amon-Ra St. Brown caught four touchdown passes from Keaton Slovis in a spectacular first quarter. Slovis threw five TD passes in the first half before finishing with 287 yards. The unbeaten Trojans returned from a one-week absence caused by a COVID-19 outbreak with a dominant performance on both sides of the ball against the Cougars, who hadn't played since November 14th. Freshman Jaden DeLora passed for 134 yards, threw two interceptions, and lost a fumble for the Cougars. Alabama's number one for the fifth week in a row and has extended its streak of consecutive poll appearances to 210. That's the third longest in the history of the Associated Press College Football Poll. The Crimson Tide are the unanimous number one for the third straight week, and the top seven teams are unchanged for a fifth consecutive poll. Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson, and Texas A&M round out the top five. Number six, Florida, and number seven, Cincinnati also held on to their spots. Number 24, Buffalo, is ranked for the first time in school history. Iowa State is up to 10th in the latest AP College football poll. The Cyclones will play Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship game on December 19th after wrapping up the regular season title with a 42-6 win over West Virginia.
Obviously, this team's very proud of what they've been able to do, and certainly a lot of celebration towards our seniors. But, I think also a sense of, you know, understanding that there's more football left to be played.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says the Cyclones are not satisfied.
If we want to continue to move forward, then, you know, we're going to have to continue to learn from tonight and then continue to get ourselves back into our habits of moving forward.
Campbell says he's happy for a senior class that's been a big part of the turnaround.
The neat thing about this group of seniors that we have is all 16 have become the best version of themselves that they can be. And, for me, that's as much as we've had success on the field, we really have had great success with these young men as men. And for that, I couldn't be prouder.
Iowa climbs to 19th in the AP poll. The Hawkeyes survived a slow start to win at Illinois 35-21. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says there was no panic after the Hawkeyes fell behind 14-0 early in the second quarter.
I guess the best way I can phrase that, the guys are having fun. Like, they enjoy each other. Our team has a good vibe, and that's across the ball, not just position to position, but it's across the ball. So, these guys like each other. They're having fun right now. I think they're really proud of what they've done and what they've accomplished the past 5 weeks.
After opening 0-2, the Hawkeyes are now 5-2.
After those first 2 weeks, we all knew the difference between, one feeling versus the other, and it's worth working for and fighting for, and they're practicing well. The seniors, all this goes back to the seniors. The seniors have done a really good job of giving us leadership, and, that stuff spreads, so... We've got a lot of younger guys doing a lot of good things, too, but it starts with our seniors giving us good leadership.
Iowa scored 35 straight points after the slow start.
Games go 60 minutes, so none of us were feeling very good, believe me. The first 18, 20 minutes, it was rough, it's just hard. But that's why you keep pressing, that's why you stay together, and you just try to, try to do better. And the guys support each other, did a great job there, and it's been the same with our season.
Hawkeyes will be back in action on Saturday. They'll host Wisconsin to round out the regular portion of their schedule. In the NFL yesterday, Patrick Mahomes threw for 318 yards and a touchdown. Harrison Butker was perfect on five field goals, and the Kansas City Chiefs overcame some red zone woes and major mistakes that cost them two more scores to hold off the Denver Broncos 22-16. Travis Kelce had eight receptions for 136 yards and the go-ahead touchdown grab late in the third quarter, and Tyrann Mathieu twice picked off Broncos quarterback Drew Locke, the second with 24 seconds left to seal the win. The Chiefs clinched a playoff berth as they improved to 11-1 for the second time in franchise history. Elsewhere around the league, Alfred Morris had a pair of third-quarter touchdowns, and the New York Giant defense shut down Russell Wilson in a 17-12 victory. Tua Tagovailoa returned from a thumb injury that forced him to miss a game, throwing for a season-high 296 yards and a score, helping Miami pass Cincinnati 19-7. It was Green Bay over Philadelphia 30-16. New England defeated the L.A. Chargers 45-0. The Las Vegas Raiders beat the winless New York Jets 31-28. The Browns outscored the Titans 41-35. It was the Rams over the Cardinals 38-28. Minnesota topping Jacksonville in overtime 27-24. The Colts a 26-20 win over Houston. New Orleans beat Atlanta 21-16, and it was Detroit over Chicago yesterday as well. Tonight, Washington plays at Pittsburgh. Buffalo is at San Francisco. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.